Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Today my talk is going to be about how to build a brand that stands out. I think it's super key to long-term business strategy is to actually build a brand. And what a brand means is what you do and how you treat people and how the public perceives you and the social proof and the reviews that you get. That's what builds your brand. So let's start by talking about the brand as a whole, and then we'll go into a deeper category of that. So the brand as a whole is multiple things. It's the language you use with the customers. It's who your customer base is. It's why you're in business as a company, and it's what you're in business to do exactly. So now let's get into it. Number one is clarity. So you really want to have a clear description and understanding of what you as a business are in business to do. So you want to know exactly what it is that you're trying to help people achieve, or exactly what the problem is that you're trying to help people solve. So that's step number one. You got to get that down. You got to write it down. And the best place to work with that, or to start with that, is to find your problem, to find your customer that has the problem, and write down exactly what they need, and then just model your business after the solution to those needs. All right, and then you got to establish your why. So it's the solution to the problem, and then why you are in business doing what you're doing with your business. So maybe it's a personal story that has something to do with that solution to the problem, or maybe it's a family member that had a problem that you found a solution to. Whatever it is, you got to establish that why in a story form. I recommend doing content, blog, audio, whatever, anything you can do, but then make that the cornerstone of your website and your business and your marketing messages. And then number three is you definitely have to discover who you're talking to and the language that they speak. So understanding the language matters a lot, because every industry has a different language. They have different buzzwords, and it matters a lot that you know how to speak those languages, and that you know how to speak that language, and you know those buzzwords, and that you can also use them to help educate the consumer. So a consumer that knows nothing about the product that you're selling or the solution to their problem that you're selling, but wants that, educating them along the way about those buzzwords and how it works is really going to make true fans out of people and build the law of reciprocity, making them want to give back to you. All right, number five, a really good hack right here to figure all this stuff out is to build a subscriber base somehow, either Facebook page, Facebook group, Instagram profile, or a email subscriber base, or YouTube subscribers. However you want to do it, you have to build some subscribers by making free content. And once you have those people in your list, you can actually private message them and ask them what their biggest problems are, what their biggest pain points are, and their biggest hangups. You're trying to survey people and discover what the biggest pain points are, so you can create solutions to those problems. And people will come out of the woodwork and they'll really tell you their whole stories, and you can discover exactly from person to person what their true problems are, and you'll discover other things that you can talk about and create content around. So that's a great hack to figuring all this out. And as far as a solution, you got to figure out how to provide small wins for these people. Because people, if you provide them with this huge thing they have to go do to accomplish anything, it's going to make the accomplishment way harder to achieve. So providing small wins really helps people, and it helps them get to that next stage so that they can take that next step. People have the easiest time in life taking baby steps, so just help them take baby steps. One at a time, small win, and each content should be just about a small win, and then you have an action step for them to take, so that's key. All right, number seven is consistency. You really want to have consistency with all your messages. That means consistency of timing and consistency of quality. And all that stuff really matters a lot, because if you think about it, if your favorite TV channel didn't post when they were supposed to post their segment or whatever like that, that particular show didn't go on at 5 p.m. on a Friday night, it would definitely lower the quality of the brand image. And then also, if that TV show came on and it sucked, then you probably wouldn't tune in again, right? So you have to keep consistency of quality and content content posting very key, as timely as possible. All right, and then the next one is community. So building a brand is all about building your community. So like I said, with the subscriber base, with the group and people joining the group and people liking a page, you're really building a community. And what you want to do is you want to engage with the community and get the community to engage with each other. So you do that by simply engaging with the community yourself, asking questions, and when people answer, you engage back with them as much as you possibly can. And then you tell other people to join in, and you engage with other people. You say, if one person in your community has a better answer to that question than you do, then ask that person to provide an answer. That's a great way to get other people to engage in your communities, especially other gurus in your industry. So build your community as much as you can, and keep asking questions. Don't ever stop asking questions. People love answering questions. So one of the key parts to every community, of course, is creating a name for your community first. And it has to be a trendy name. It has to be nice and something that you'd actually want to follow. It's got to sound like quality, and it's got to sound like a place that someone's going to want to be. So use terms like town or city, or like the word community works great too, group. Congregation, whatever. It depends on your niche, but you got to find, you know, the community type word that really works with your niche, and then build that in. A lot of membership sites use the word insiders, insiders group, or insider mastermind, or something like that. So depending on your niche, you can find a word, and you got to give it that branding word so that people really feel like it raises the value of that community brand. All right, and just keep in mind, guys, this is the last point. People pay for your content, like your courses and stuff like that, but they'll stay for the community. So when it comes to creating a e-commerce site, people will pay for your product, but they're probably not gonna come back to your site or back to your group or page unless there's really a community there. And you want people to do repeat purchasing from you. So if you think about like a physical retail storefront in whatever niche it is, they'll probably hold events ever so often, especially if it's in like a recreational niche or a sports and outdoors niche. They'll probably hold events. Like if I think about a skate shop, for instance. A skate shop, the biggest way they build their brand and their community is by sponsoring local riders and holding events where people can compete with each other, or those local riders will demonstrate their skills and out front of the shop. And that's one of the biggest ways that they build their community. And that's a very community-centric business as a skateboard shop. So think about your website that way too, and build your community, and people will want to come back to your website over and over again to consume more content and to sign up for more of your email lists and buy more of your products. All right, guys, well, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and tune into e-commerce paradise. I'll be doing these as often as possible. Subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff, and we'll see you out there.